This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Federal Trade Commission issued a press release this morning, the operative part of which goes like this. The FTC takes very seriously, it says, recent press reports raising substantial concerns about the privacy practices of Facebook. Today, the FTC is confirming that it has an open, non-public investigation into these practices. End of quote. Practices that, of course, came to light a week or so ago after the news that Cambridge Analytica had leveraged a personality test taken by 270,000 people to scrape data from 50 million Facebook users. That jump from 270,000 test results to Cambridge's claims of widespread election influence is what interested us, so we put me on the spot.
The way to do this test is to sort of relax, kind of center yourself, and be honest.
That's Stephen Cobb. He's a researcher with the cybersecurity firm ESET. He has studied the personality test that Cambridge Analytica used, and he sent me one that was similar. All right, so I'm going to click on this little start button.
Go for it.
Oh man, let me just describe it for folks, and it goes like this. I've got on my computer screen in front of me a there's probably 25-ish questions here, of which they're one sentence, and the first one is I am the life of the party, and then the answer options are disagree, neutral, agree, and there are five gradations between disagree and agree, and I'm just going to start clicking, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right. So question number one: I am the life of the party. There we go. Okay. Statements like I often feel blue, and I am not interested in other people's problems, and well, I leave my belongings around. Is that a fancy way of asking am I messy? right? I mean, what is that? And some questions that took a little bit more thought. Some of these are really good. I have a soft heart. Took about 4 minutes all in, Stephen Cobb on the phone the whole time, and after I finished, I sent the results his way.
Put that in my super secret file. Guy's brain. There we go.
Great. I feel much better now. Tell me what you're looking at.
Okay, so there are five colored bars showing your raw score for each of five different aspects of your personality.
Yeah.
Sometimes called in papers the big five.
All right, so let's take it top down here, just as they are presented in this graph, which is factor one, extroversion. I got a 41 percentile. What does that mean? And yeah.
Yeah, so two ways of looking at it. Extroversion, you're low on extroversion.
Okay, is low on extroversion another way of saying I'm a little bit introverted?
That would be one interpretation.
Which happens to be true, but that's neither here nor there, I suppose.
Well, I mean, if this is the point, right? If it
right.
That short test reflects how you think you are, then this is why the people use this. Emotional stability.
Factor two. And I'm just going to say this because I'm proud of getting a 94 on this. That seems good. I don't know.
That's the neuroticism score. So
it's not good?
Well, no value judgment here.
Yep.
This would be less calm and relaxed than on average.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So just if you're keeping score at home, it got me right on the extroversion thing. I like to think I'm pretty calm, but clearly this test says I'm not. So go to the next one. This is going to be interesting too.
Okay. So conscientiousness, you're in the 89th percentile.
Yes.
And that is well organized, is another term for that. You align very closely there with various different groups that I have studied, such as law enforcement and cybersecurity.
Military, perhaps?
Military,
yeah,
yes.
So I'm prior military, right? So that fits.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, interesting.
There were two other categories. I tend to be more competitive than agreeable, apparently, which was news to me. And it turns out I'm more traditional and small-c conservative than artistic and small L liberal, which is probably true. Stephen explained all that to me, and then we got down to business. Put this into the bigger picture of Cambridge Analytica and the data, and now that somebody might know this about me, if I took that test that Cambridge Analytica did and that was then used to hoover up all that data, how does this roll into all of that, and how, I suppose, can people manipulate me, right? That's the question.
Right. So if I've got this profile, that enables me to communicate more effectively with you, knowing in a sense, the kind of person that you are. So 89th percentile on conscientiousness, I would target you with a strong message about responsibility, about structure, using images, would you evoke that? Combined with the emotional stability score, I would probably use sort of fear-oriented messaging with you, depending on what my research had shown, right? Yeah. And what happened with the basis for the whole Cambridge Analytica program was a collection of 270,000 people's results, right? So for you, I have this graph, mm-hmm. and I have everything I can glean from your Facebook profile. If you are a statistician and analyst and you've got 270,000 people, you can run correlations up one side and down the other, and therefore you get the data from a whole bunch of other people who haven't taken the test, mm-hmm. but you can imply things about them.
So let me dig in a little bit and ask you if you, now that you know I'm conscientious and prior military, how does that, as Cambridge Analytica claims to have been able to do, how does that let you either influence or figure out how I'm going to vote?
First of all, you would take this knowledge and combine it with a bunch of other stuff. So just using your Facebook and your psychological profile results wouldn't be all that I would be using. So to discourage you from going to the polls, I might want to muddy the waters around whoever your candidate is. Mm-hmm. Then the message that I would use to do that would be shaped by what I know about your personality. And so perhaps, you know, former military, rules-based person, okay, your candidate broke the rules.
Yeah, and you would be judging my response the whole bleeping time, right?
Yeah, to the extent that I could, I would look for feedback from that. Did you share it?
Right.
And so I would, you know, over time, I would hone my messages.
Why do you think, as a guy who does this kind of thing for a living, why do you think this instance of consumers' data being used has struck such a chord?
I think that it has surfaced something which a lot of people have talked about and worried about, but it's been hard to bring people's attention to bear. The data aggregation, the data mining. A lot of the tools that were used are standard social science tools, standard marketing tools, but they were brought together in a way which some people feel was inappropriate.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, where does this fit in the order of things? Should we regulate that? Should we ban that?
Stephen Cobb. Stephen, thank you so much for your time and your observations about me and my personality.
Well, I appreciate you being such such a sport on this.
Good stuff. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks.
In the interest of full disclosure here, I should say we put the results I got on this test up on our website, marketplace.org. So have a look if you like and be kind. Also, a link so you can take it yourselves. And remember, gang, there are no right or wrong answers here.